It's 5:45 a.m. on Saturday, 26th of July. Saturday, 26th of July. And I'm along at the car boot come market here in the hometown. I was the only car here for till the last 5 or 10 minutes, and now there's a couple coming. Other than that, it's all pretty much deserted. But I've got my spot, and the wee man with the buckets has left me alone. Great sound, that motorbike. Oh my god. Wish we had another one. Anyway, yeah. This morning, it's a beautiful morning. At this time in the morning, there's a coolness in the air, but the sun, as I left the house to drive along here facing east, the sun was just popping its head up over the Bathgate Hills. It's not hitting the marketplace yet. There's clouds. Yes, there's clouds about, but they look like they're drifting ever so slowly in the sky. But mostly blue sky. Not supposed to be as nice as yesterday, but that doesn't matter, because if it had been the same weather as yesterday, we'd all be cooked at the car park. So it's to be more pleasant, but rain is to come in the afternoon. There's a forecast. So if it comes in the afternoon, we won't care, because we won't be here by then. Off by probably 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock at the latest, depending on the weather and everything else. But it's great to be along here again, he says jokingly, having dragged these weary bones out of bed this morning again at 4:30. The only positive thing of that, no, it's not the only positive, the positive, two positives. One is it's for a good cause, and the second one is went to bed at just after 10 last night, say 10:30, off to sleep, and never blinked an eye, well, hardly blinked an eye. Till 4:30 this morning, so a total of 6 hours sleep, which was great. It's quite strange, actually, you know, if we know we're getting up at 4:30, we don't tend to get up, you know, during the night for a wee. It's very strange. If we're lying to 7, you're usually up twice. But anyway, oh my god, what's he talking about? There's something that's missing from here since earlier on in the summer was a big rookery. And I haven't been back over to the back of Morrison's store to see if they're still roosting or collecting there, gathering there in the evenings, or heading out in the mornings, but certainly there's not even a sign of them. I'm stuck here with a couple of jackdaws pecking at probably the remnants of the stuff chucked out of cars from McDonald's. Slim pickings. That's the vans coming in now. The traders, I call them. Not the market traders. These are supposedly car boot traders, but they come in vans, so they're not car booters, and they do it all the time. They travel all over the place. You know, maybe here today and somewhere else tomorrow and somewhere else on Wednesday or Friday, and all they do is just go around selling their stuff out of the van. The stuff gets packed into these vans so that when they open the doors it falls out, and then they drag it out onto the tarmac adam and spread it out over a dozen, sometimes more than that, tables, or just chuck it on the ground around them, and it's the same old stuff lying out in all weather. So that's three in a row. It came in like a convoy there. And they all hate each other. No, seriously. They're all buddies. Oh, my buddy Tam. Yeah, but until you get, Tam's not there, and they get talking to themselves or talking to other people. Can't stand that guy. And it's always a game. It's a game of tactics, to one-upmanship, if you like. You can hear them talking. I got this thing last week. Oh, bargain. Oh, it's got to be worth 40 quid, and I got it for a fiver. You know, oh, I did better than that because I got this thing, and it's worth £60, and I only paid a fiver, and so on and so on. And all it is a game of one-upmanship to see who can catch the biggest fish. You know what I mean? Ah, terrible. It's human nature, I suppose, but still terrible. Bummers is what I call them, because all they do is bum and moan. And I don't like a lot of them. One or two I've gotten to like, because they weren't as nasty a person or as boring or dull a person as I thought they were. But that's in the gross minority. Most of them just... Well, not nice to say, but that's just my opinion. Who am I? I'm nothing. I'm just me. Me, myself, I. So, I said it's cooler this morning. But once the sun gets up, it should be very pleasant. I'll be happy to get 21 degrees today. Listen to him. No, the car booter who usually gets rain chucked on him. No, it's been pretty good recently. So I best get some tables out in preparation for Her Highness coming along the road, walking along the road, bringing good things. Bringing presents and gold, frankincense, and bacon sannies. Hope it's a good day weather wise. Hope it's a good day for her sales wise. I'm sure it will be. It's got loads of new stuff. Another set of golf clubs. How many sets of golf clubs are lying in garages and sheds and attics throughout the country? Abandoned, hardly used. We get them in all the time. Or I say we, Mary gets them in all the time. We've got to a stage where you can't even sell the things. You can barely give, well, you could give them away. It's the only reason people would take them. A set of golf clubs, and you're lucky if you get a tenner for the whole set. Maybe I should take up golf. Nah, that's not my scene. Anyway, best get tables out, but she'll be along just very shortly. And if I've not got the tables out, she'll be wondering why. And I'd rather she turned the corner 400 yards away and saw that the tables were out. Put the tables out, and then I'll jump back in the car and have another coffee. By the way, if anyone's interested, this is a binaural recording. I'm saying that's because I've had a couple of private messages from new people that are interested in getting into this kind of stuff, this binaural stuff. Roland CS10EM binaural mics into and monitoring through the Zoom H2N digital handheld recorder on XY mode only. You can't do it unless it's an XY mode. It's only one that shuts off the device's internal mics. Zoom is set to input volume 6. I think that should be all you need to know. It's enough. That rookery was still going out because that was an amazing sound to capture. I've got a couple of seagulls, but they're on the top of lampposts. Come on, do a bit of squawking, you buggers. Give me something. Not even a blackbird. And the queue is already... Say the queue. Yeah, the car park in McDonald's. 6 o'clock. Car park in McDonald's is already filling up. It's unbelievable. Cars and vans pulling in for the early morning breakfast. There's even the dial-a bus. No, it's not. It's a blue bus. Similar kind of thing. hits in there, so I'm guessing the driver's went in to get his morning kick. I shall be over today, if it stays nice, to treat my wife to a McFlurry. A smarty McFlurry for Mrs. McMurray. Well, it's the only thing that rhymed. Gotta go. Gotta get on. Speak again soon. Cheerie bye.